In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is the last chapter of the book of Revelation, just read, especially the words of our Lord Jesus, "Behold, I am coming soon." In the year 1563, the Lutheran theologian and exegete David Catreus wrote a commentary on the book of Revelation. And in this commentary, he did something rather unusual. He calculated the date of Christ's second coming. Now, such theorizing by one of Luther's own students may surprise us, but Catreus's prediction tells us something about how he understood the book of Revelation and its meaning for the church of his own day. Now, Catreus knew very well that God alone has determined the date of the last judgment. It is not for us to speculate about things like that. But that didn't stop Catreus from indulging in a series of mathematical computations. He believed that the Antichrist had been revealed in his own time, beginning in the year 1520, when Pope Leo X issued the bull excommunicating Martin Luther. Well, factoring in the various ages in world history with the number of jubilee years after Christ's resurrection, David Catreus calculated that the world would end in 1695. And while his prediction would be proved wrong, he was right about one thing: that the book of Revelation was a book written for his own time. And in the same way, the book of Revelation is written for our time. God speaking to his people is true. The signs of what must take place are evident, and the time is urgent. We too live in expectation of Christ's glorious return, and we eagerly pray for the fulfillment of all of God's promises. Well, in the final chapter of Revelation, John sees God's paradise, the Garden of Eden, restored. God's people will live with him in the new heaven and new earth, sustained by the river of the water of life. Once, God's people had been barred from access to the tree of life, but now that access has been restored. Death is no longer the future of human beings, but rather everlasting life with God. In this paradise, the curse of sin is no more. God's gracious blessing, won by Christ's work of redemption on the cross, has replaced it. God's righteous servants gather before the throne of the Lamb, and they will see his face and worship him forever. Indeed, they will reign forever. As you heard in the epilogue of the book, Jesus himself enters the conversation between John and the angel. And repeatedly, Jesus testifies that the prophecy of the book of Revelation is true and that he is coming soon. He bears witness to the truth of this message, even as God himself is its author. God is faithful and will fulfill his promises. And key to this fulfillment is Christ's own promise, his final words in the Bible: "Yes, I am coming soon." And to that the church responds, "Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." "Come, Lord Jesus" is a bold thing for God's people to pray, especially since it also means the coming of his judgment. But it is because that we are redeemed sinners that in faith we pray, "Come, Lord Jesus," because he took our sin upon himself and gave us his resurrection life in exchange for our shameful death. We pray this. And because he has promised to come quickly, we pray for him to do what he has pledged. But what a bold thing faith does when it prays, "Come, Lord Jesus. Lord, please reign among us. Pour out your Spirit upon us that we may believe. Send your Spirit to others that they may believe and have their names written in the Lamb's book. God, preserve us in your word. Put your name on us and wash away our sins. Feed us with Christ's body and blood. Give us forgiveness and new life and salvation. Call and make holy your church on earth and keep it with Jesus Christ in the true faith. Come, Lord Jesus, and judge us. Come, Lord Jesus, and lead us to your holy city. Show us the tree of life growing beside the river of life, and let us live there with you and reign with all the saints forever and ever." We pray this because Christ reigns even now over his church, and yet he is coming again to fulfill what he has promised. The book of Revelation is a book for our own time. It is a book for all time. As Christians, we live in the days after Christ's death, after his resurrection, after his ascension. And we live in the days before Christ's glorious return, days that are filled with expectation and hope. With his own living voice, our Lord has promised to come again. Will he not come soon? This we pray, indeed. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.